الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Tips for weight loss Excellence of Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said Remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla in abundance and invocation of Salat upon me eradicate the poverty, i.e. deprivation. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. One who intends to overcome obesity, the word hurdle for him in execution of this objective is his own greedy nafs, i.e. lower self, who deceives with the false fear of weakness. As per reaction of such false fear, for the one who eats excessively and already provoked by overeating, puts on weight and consequently will be trapped in severe diseases. However, it is a Madani request that if you are overweight and you are serious to reduce it with a subsequent intention to get more energy for worship, then few narrations are quoted below to strengthen the will that you have made. Now after self-motivation, when you have planned to normalize your overweight for the sake of harvesting the fruits of this world and the hereafter, listen to the further lines with prayer to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, beseeching His favors in this context. Tips to overcome obesity will follow in these parables. Allah Azza wa Jalla likes the slim and less eating bondsman. It gives a very bad impression to the people that one eats a lot, puts on weight and walks the streets having an enlarged belly. Take care of your weight as keeping the body healthy with intent to gain strength in performing worship and keeping the weight normal, cause bounties of the hereafter. In addition, losing weight due to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla pertains to blessing in itself. It is a saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the most liked bondsman amongst you by Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who eats less and is slim, i.e. low in weight physically. Allah Azza wa Jalla dislikes a fat person. For goodness sake, have pity on yourself. Believe that obesity is an acute disease in its own self. In fact, it is a root cause of many diseases. Obesity is an obstacle in so many good deeds. In the context of the most severe and adverse consequence of the obesity, a leader of the believers, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has said, Allah Azza wa Jalla dislikes a fat intellectual man. This is due to the fact that obesity implies carelessness and overeating, which is awful, especially for an intellectual man. Remember, the religious scholars rahimahumullah ta'ala have guided us only that farbihi, i.e. obesity, is condemnable, which is due to a luxury and overeating and intentionally gained. Natural obesity should not be taken in this perspective. It is a sin to make fun of any Muslim due to obesity. It is haram to mock an overweight person. If someone eats more, whether he is fat, even then mocking at him or hurting his feelings through gestures is haram, i.e. unlawful, act consequently leading to hell. Moreover, keep in mind that overeating is not merely a cause of obesity for everyone. It is a practical observation that certain Islamic brothers are helpless to overcome weight, though they have virtually practiced an abstinence from so many foods and diets. This all entails an implicit message that their bodies are puffed up due to certain hidden side effects of certain medicines or maladies. Finally, whatsoever may be the cause of obesity, it is impermissible to hurt his feelings. Belching, a sign of overeating. Belching is a sign of overeating. Therefore, once the beloved and blessed Prophet ﷺ heard a person belching and said to him, "Reduce your belch, because on the day of judgment, the hungriest person will be the one who fills his stomach more in the world." The blessed companion, Abu Juhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who belched, has said, "By Allah Azza wa Jalla, the day when the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam advised me, since then I have never satiated, and I am optimistic that Allah Azza wa Jalla will protect me from overeating in future as well." Quantity of food. It is a saying of the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, "A person never fills a pot worse than his own stomach. However, though a few morsels are sufficient to keep his back straight, if it is hard to accomplish, then a person should divide one third for food, one third for water, and one third for breathing. Filling tummy for taste only is an attribute of the disbelievers. Keep in mind, it is not a sin to be fat or to eat some food for a taste or to dine with a full stomach. But it is worth to be safe from these things." In this perspective, a legendary and leading scholar of Sharia and Tariqah, Allama Maulana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi Ali Rahmatullahi Al-Qawi, has said, "We should eat less than appetite, and eating with satiation is mubah, which means neither it earns reward nor sin. Because eating too much can be positively interpreted as to get more energy. In addition, eating more than hunger is haram. The word more can be interpreted that eating in such a quantity that upsets the stomach. For example, loose motion and feeling unwell." He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, further explains in the Holy Quran, it has been stated as an ill trait of disbelievers that their purpose behind eating is no more than taste and enjoyment. In hadith, overeating has been quoted as a trait of disbelievers, a deed worthier than 12-month worship. In order to please Allah Azza wa Jalla, eating less is a great virtue whilst overcoming your nafs. Mentioning the virtues, Sayyiduna Abu Sulaiman Ali Rahmatul Hannan has stated, "Abandoning a self-desire is more beneficial for the heart than observing fasts during the day and worship at the night for 12 months. More eating, more agonies of death." It is quoted, "No doubt intensity of death agonies is directly proportional to the intensity of worldly joys. He who enjoys much in life will have more woes at the time of death." Starvation on the Day of Judgment. It is a saying of the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, "Many people eat delicious foods and lead a luxurious life in this world, but they will be hungry and naked on the Day of Judgment. Whereas there are many people in the world living with starvation, but on the Day of Judgment, they will be in blessings. Bhook ki nemat bhi de aur sabr ki taufeeq de. Ya Khuda har hal mein tu shukr ki taufeeq de. Bless me with bliss of hunger, but with patience. O Lord, bless me your gratitude in all circumstance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad." Sinful diseases prompted by overeating. Hujjatul Islam Sayyiduna Imam Abu Hamid Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali Ali Rahmatullahi al-Wali has said, "Overeating creates seditions in body limbs and as a consequence an urge for brawling and doing foul activities take birth. This is due to the fact when someone eats with a full stomach, then consequently pride grows in his body, and a lust for evil sights buds in him. His ears become ambitious to hear evil talking, and his tongue is motivated towards indecent talks. His private parts are more prone towards lustful acts, and his feet become desperate to move towards forbidden places. But on the contrary, when someone is hungry, all his body limbs are at peace. They neither wish for an evil, nor try to be a witness of an evil activity. It is a saying of His Excellence Abu Ja'far Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, if one's stomach is empty, other parts of the body are satisfied. They demand nothing, but if the stomach is full, then the other body organs remain hungry and consequently tend to evil activities. 12 diseases caused by eating too much. Whether someone is fat or slim, if he is habitual to eat too much, then he should make his mind to welcome any fatal disease, because too much eating upsets the stomach, and according to the opinions of the doctors, 80% of diseases are caused by the stomach disorders. Following are discussed 12 diseases that are caused due to too much eating. Number 1. Mental disorders. Number 2. Eye diseases. Number 3. Tongue and throat diseases. Number 4. Chest and lung disorders. Number 5. Partial or full paralysis. Number 6. Numbness of lower body parts. Number 7. Diabetes. Number 8. High blood pressure. Number 9. Brain hemorrhage. Number 10. Psychological disorders as mental retardation. Number 11. Liver and pancreas disorders. Number 12. Depression. Obesity can be fatal. As per one pathological research, obesity quickens the process of forming blood clots, which can bring a rapid end to life. As per research, obesity is an invitation to death because it causes the blood clotting. Blood clotted in the lower body affects the blood flow throughout the body. As per another conducted medical research, the foods with high rates of sugar, crispy and spicy foods prepared in ghee and cooking oils, cold drinks are not just a cause of obesity, but their frequent use also causes viscosity of that specific blood which runs through arteries and brain veins, and it can be a cause of heart attack and other disorders like thickening of blood in brain veins. Does working in sitting pose cause obesity? Some overweight people are found commenting and self-deceiving, and consequently diverting their own attention from their malicious habit of overeating by asserting and exclaiming, "Oh brother, what to do?" The nature of our job demands us to be in a sitting position, therefore the weight has increased and belly has bulged out. This is their misconception. Here is a request for such people: beware of the time when a doctor will inform you, after charging a heavy fee, an awful news with instruction to reduce weight and consequently making you half dead. Please accept the humble Madani request of Ashik-e-Madina, who only wishes the goodwill of the Ummah. Moreover, with intent to earn virtues, please observe Qufl-e-Madina, then certainly work more than before while sitting. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, you will remain smart. Weight chart. As per one's height, for example, for a man, it is suitable that his weight should follow an inch height per 1 kilogram weight. For example, a man with a height of 5.5 feet, his weight should be 66 kilograms, and a woman with a height of 5.25 feet, her weight should be 59 kilograms. Hold on. First of all, have a blood test. First, Have a blood test for sugar and lipid profile. Cholesterol is also included in lipid, hence it is important that the stomach should be empty prior to test for a time of 12 to 14 hours. If it is feasible, then for seeking the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, observe the fasting on that very day when you have planned for such laboratory test. If some problem is diagnosed in the blood test report, then plan dieting after a consultation with a medical physician. Walk daily for 45 minutes. Daily walk for a period of 45 minutes in the following sequence. Fast walking in the first 15 minutes, normal walking in the next 15 minutes, and then repeat fast walking for a period of 15 minutes. Having walked in this manner, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, there will be diverse physical benefits along with a reduction in weight. Tips for weight loss. It is a sunnah to have a meal once a day. If there is any physical weakness, then you can take it twice a day. Whether you dine once or twice a day, a prerequisite is to eat less than hunger. Try to avoid dining thrice a day or other random food intakes. However, if you feel hungry in the intermediary time and you want to eat something, then it is suggested to eat cucumber, kakri. It is also a sort of cucumber. Salad leaves or diet apple. The food that you eat once or twice should consist of the boiled vegetables or vegetables cooked in a very low quantity of oil, i.e. half a tablespoon. Please avoid eating potatoes. If it is compulsory to eat rice or bread, then it is suggested to eat only half of the chapati with the aforementioned vegetables. The rice should be half a cup only boiled in water. Consume only a small piece of meat without fats. If it is necessary to eat mango, then a medium-sized half mango once a week is good enough. The best treatment to avoid many stomach disorders and other diseases is to chew the food in such a way that it should be gulped down through throat like water. If you want to take tea, then take it with skimmed milk and without sugar. If it is troublesome to take tea without sugar, then put a sweetener pill into the teacup after consultation with your doctor. It is said that some sweeteners are harmful to health. If you are not suffering from diabetes, then if possible, you can add honey or jaggery. Take twice a day a half medium cup of tea. Try to avoid fats, ghee, cooking oil, yolk of an egg, dairy products like butter, cheese and various different cholesterol dishes, sweet and creamy biscuits, diverse desserts like rubri, i.e. a sweet dish, kheer, firni, pudding, fruit jelly, custard, falooda, etc. Cake, pastries, cocoa, chocolate and toffees. Nimco, i.e. saltish snacks. Creamy and sweet items, desserts, ice creams, cold drinks, fruit juices, fast food like pizza, parathas, puriya, kachoriya, pakoras, kebab samosas, omelette, etc., and everything in which oil and sweetness can be found. There will be reduction in the weight and you will look slim by following this chart, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. The doctors also have a food chart through which the average of weight can be maintained. Obesity should be controlled only through prevention of food after consultation with your family doctor or an expert hakim. But weight should not be reduced with the help of anti-obesity medicines because they have side effects and are injurious to health. A recipe of pumpkin for dieting. As per need, put on the stove the chopped pieces of pumpkin in water. Put a small amount of turmeric and salt as per taste. Do not add any oil because pumpkin seeds will produce some oil. In a short time, recipe for dieting is ready, but please also put in practice the suggestions discussed next. Anti-obesity prescription. Take an equal amount of sedlak, black caraway seed, and kalwanji, black cumin. Grind them well, then mix them and store in a bottle with a wide neck. Take a spoonful daily before breakfast and dinner with a glass of water. However, keep in mind to observe the abstinence discussed earlier. Don't be confused. Qufle Madina of stomach, i.e. eating less than one's appetite, though it will be difficult for a short span of time and it may increase when foods are in front of you on the dining mat. After removing the dining mat, attention will be diverted. With the passage of time, when you will be accustomed with the habit of eating less than your appetite and may have experienced the virtues of the less eating, then you will not desire to eat the food in excess. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Cauldron made feasts that are willfully made tastier. Extremely oily and spicy dishes like korma and biryani. Such foods are health damaging even for players, heavyweight wrestlers, and specifically these foods are the fatal enemies of an overweight person. During the feast, the cauldron made tastier foods with good taste. Do not let anybody to check his hand from eating, but on the contrary, he fills his tummy more than his routine. In the presence of other people, he does not chew well due to the lust of food, and due to hurriedly swallowing and stumbling down the food, such banquets leave serious impacts on the stomach. As per a medical research, there are certain diseases caused by spicy and pungent diets, i.e. stomach ulcer, acidity, indigestion, and piles. Harm of sleeping soon after dinner. Nowadays, there are many people who get leisure from their jobs at the late hours of night. Being so much exhausted, they hurriedly finish their dinner and go to bed. Such people can be a victim of chronic diseases like diabetes or sugar, heart diseases, abdominal disorders, and paralysis, etc. So it is better to go to bed after 2 or 3 hours after dinner. However, though you have so many genuine reasons to dine late night and sleep just after dinner, but maladies don't back up any excuse, you will have to change your mind. For a detailed information on this topic, please read the chapter Excellence of Hunger from the book Fizan-e Sunnat, Volume 1. Ya ilahi, bhookh ki daulat se mala mal kar, do jahan mein apni rahmat se mujhe khush hal kar. O my Lord, bless me the bounties of hunger, flourish my both worlds by thin grandeur. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Blossoming of Sunnah. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Sunnahs are abundantly learned and taught in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, a global and non-political movement for the preaching of Quran and Sunnah. It is a Madani request that you spend the whole night in the weekly Sunnah inspiring Ijtima taking place every Thursdays in your city, for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla with good intentions. With the intention of gaining reward, make it a part of your routine to travel in the Sunnah-inspiring Madani Qafilas with the devotees of Rasul, and to fill out the Madani Inamad booklet every day practicing Fikr-e-Madina, and to submit it to the relevant responsible Islamic brother of your locality within the first 10 days of every Islamic month. Through the blessings of this, you will develop a mindset and a yearning to adopt sunnahs, to have hatred for sins, and to protect your faith, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Every Islamic brother should develop the Madani mindset that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. In order to reform ourselves, we must act upon the Madani in'amat, and to strive to reform the people of the entire world, we must travel with the Madani qafilas, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla.